This week's parasha tells us the dramatic story of Yosef revealing himself to the Shvatim. Sukkim say that after Yosef tells the brothers to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, so then he turns to his brother Binyamin. Yosef and Binyamin cry on each other's shoulders. What are they crying about over here? So Rashi explains that they were crying on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That Yosef was crying on Binyamin's shoulders for the Beis HaMikdash that was built b'chelko shel Binyamin that was going to be destroyed. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's shoulders for the Mishkan Shiloh that would be built in chelko shel Yosef, the portion of Yosef, and that was going to be destroyed too. So they each were crying for the Makom, for the Mishkan, for the Beis HaMikdash that was going to be built in each other's chelek, and that was going to be destroyed. Seems a little bit strange. What are they crying for the Churban Beis HaMikdash now? I mean, crying for the Churban Beis HaMikdash is a wonderful thing to do. It's certainly an admirable expression. But why would Yosef and Binyamin be crying over the Churban Beis HaMikdash now? So one answer might be that we know that Mechiras Yosef occurred because of a sinna, a hatred that the Shvatim had for Yosef. Vayisnu also, they hated him for the Chalomos. He was going to take the Malchus over, according to the Chalom. So they hated him. This was sinas chinam. The Shvatim thought it wasn't a sinas chinam. It wasn't sinna for nothing. They thought there was a good reason. They thought there was a good reason to hate Yosef, but the reality was it was a sinas chinam. It was a sinna for no reason. That's why they sold him into slavery. And of course we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, at least the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. So maybe that's why this bechia occurred here, because somehow Yosef and Binyamin saw to the future. They saw in the future that Klal Yisrael will forget the lesson of Mechiras Yosef. They'll forget that sinas chinam can bring us to terrible consequences. And the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because of that, because they'll forget about sinas chinam. So dafka here, when they come together once more, and they realize the faults, they realize the mistakes that they made, when the Shvatim are coming together, reunited, and they realize the fault of sinas chinam, dafka over here, Yosef and Binyamin cried. Because they realized, and Neshamis realized, that there was going to be a sinas chinam in the future that would bring about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But it still seems difficult. Because why did Chazal explain that Yosef and Binyamin cried? Because they saw the Churban Beis HaMikdash in the future. Why did they just explain the Pasuk Kipshuto? We could just explain the Pasuk simply that they cried because they were so excited. They cried tears of joy. They were so excited to see each other after 22 years. Can you imagine the kind of feeling, the kind of emotion they had, the kind of excitement, the kind of simcha they felt? Having been away from each other for 22 years, now they see each other for the first time. And we can only imagine what kind of tears they cried. That's really the Pashuk Pshat and the Pasuk. Why do Chazal have to stay on their head, so to speak? Chazal have to tell us that they cried because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's very simple why they cried. They cried tears of emotion. It's a very simple thing. Rav Shimon Schwab once explained that to answer this question, you really have to ask another question. And that is, why do people cry out of simcha? Why do people cry tears of joy? It seems like bechia and simcha are really opposite emotions. Bechia is an expression of sadness. Crying is not a happy expression. So what's the connection between bechia and simcha? He quotes B'Shem Rav Motel Pogromansky, who was one of the big gaonim in Europe. He was from the Telzi Yeshiva. So he suggested the following beautiful idea. He says, the Beis HaMikdash is the makom of greatest simcha in the whole world. Yifeinot, mesos kol ha'oretz, the Beis HaMikdash is the mesos, it's the joy of the entire world. Oz v'chedva b'mkomo, there's strength and happiness b'mkomo, makom Hashem. V'samachta lifnei Hashem, where does a person feel a sense of simcha, lifnei Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the makom where a person can feel the ultimate sense of simcha. Person feels a divine presence, he feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we can't have a full simcha. We'll never have a simcha b'shleimusa until the Beis HaMikdash is built once again. It's impossible to have that simcha. B'shuv Hashem Hashiv HaSion, then the Pasuk says that Oz Yimol Yischok Pino. We can't have a Schok Mole. We can't have a Simcha Muleya. We can't have a full sense of Simcha without a Beis HaMikdash. So what happens? When a person experiences an overflowing, an intense sense of Simcha, what does he do? He cries. Why? Because his neshama feels something missing. His neshama feels the Churban Beis HaMikdash when he has this intense Simcha. He wants to feel that great Simcha, but the neshama doesn't allow him to feel that Simcha completely. And that's why there's this expression of crying. The crying is the inner expression of sadness that the neshama feels for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Said Rav Schwab, that's why Yosef and Binyamin were crying. They were the first to cry tears of joy because their neshamas sensed that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed in the future. It wasn't even built, but it sensed that in the future there'd be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So they couldn't have the fullest sense of Simcha. Seeing each other for the first time after 22 years, they still couldn't have that full sense of Simcha because their neshamas felt that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed in the future. And that's why Chazal interpret that they cried for the Churban. Because their neshama saw the future. The neshama saw that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built and destroyed. They couldn't have the sense of Simcha, the ultimate sense of Simcha that they wanted to have, because they realized that there was going to be something missing, that their neshamas felt a spiritual lack because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The lesson for us, of course, is that it shouldn't just be an inner emotion that we don't connect with, but rather we have to feel a sense of a loss on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. To the extent that we really can't enjoy life in the same way. We can't have a full sense of Simcha without a Beis HaMikdash. How much are we really thinking about the Beis HaMikdash? You know, we dedicate 1 year to Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av. We do our job, we fulfill an obligation once a year to think about the Beis HaMikdash. The fact is, you know, there's so many brachas that in the Shemoneh Esrei that talk about Geula and Kibbutz Golios and Binyan Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David and then Besechazena and Einu B'Shuv Chalitzion B'Racham. We talk about the Beis HaMikdash so much in Tefillah. Every Birchas HaMazon talks about the Beis HaMikdash. Rachim La Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amechal Yerushalayim Yirechal Tzio. We talk about the Beis HaMikdash a lot, but the question is, do we think of the words that we're saying? Do they penetrate to our inner core? Or do we say the words, but we're not really connected to the Beis HaMikdash as much as we should be? We just celebrated Hanukkah. You know, the Rambam says, aside from Halal and Hodah, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, an Inyan of Simcha on Hanukkah. But that Simcha is muted. The Simcha that we have for Hanukkah nowadays is muted. On Hanukkah, we celebrate the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. We celebrate Chanukas HaMizbeach at the time of the Mishkan, but we don't have a Mishkan. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So us, Simcha on Hanukkah can't be a full sense of Simcha without a Beis HaMikdash. Hanukkah is certainly a time of joy, but it also reminds us that we're not where we should be. This is the lesson of Yosef and Binyamin crying, that we should connect more with the Beis HaMikdash. We should feel a sense of loss that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays. And that should motivate us to daven harder that Hashem should bring us back the Beis HaMikdash, the Heir of Yomim, and Shabbos.